8:58. Time to talk about business again, and in particular, I gather, Conor, the finance bill.
That's right, Cole. The legislation intended to give effect to the measures outlined in Budget 2015 has been published. Fergal O'Rourke, head of PwC's tax services practices, has been looking through the bill. Fergal, overall, it's quite a light bill, I think, by contrast to previous years, but it seems to be quite pro-business.
Yeah, weighing in at about 126 pages, Conor, it is one of the smaller bills of recent years. And, you know, if the budget is the glitzy front-of-house announcement, the finance bill is the real back-of-house technical detail. An awful lot of more detail that the minister announced in the budget around the particularly the foreign earnings deduction. This is Irish export companies who are having people on the road, extending hugely the number of countries, particularly in the Middle East and the Far East, that they will get a rebate of tax effectively if they're on the road promoting their companies. Things like the SARP, for this is foreign nationals coming in to work in multinational companies here, that's been extended. But it does get down to the minutiae, and two or three things that might be of interest that weren't announced in the budget for your listeners. Those listeners who are drawing down pensions from ARF or approved retirement funds. Now, anybody who's doing that and has a pension fund of less than 2 million, they must draw down at the moment 5% of that fund every year. And with longevity increasing, people might start to worry, will my fund actually run out of money at some point? What the minister has announced now is that you only have to withdraw 4% of that fund if you're aged between 60 and 70. So it gives some people a little bit of comfort that their fund isn't going to run out before they pass away.
And while you have that comfort, Fergal, you might be inclined to play a bit of golf, which you're also going to get a break on potentially.
Well, yes, there was a situation where member-only golf clubs were having to charge 9% VAT on green fees to non-members following a European Court of Justice decision. That has now been abolished, so member-only clubs that were having to levy 9% VAT, it'll now be exempt. So reduced green fees for visitors, for member-only golf clubs.
Fergal O'Rourke, head of PwC's tax services practice, thanks very much for looking through the finance bill for us there. Now, Mark Roden has been named EY's Entrepreneur of the Year. Mark is the founder of Ding, and he's on the line. Congratulations, Mark, at the risk of gratuitous alliteration. What does Ding do?
Ding enables people who are working and living abroad from an emerging market country like Ghana to instantly transfer airtime back to their loved ones in small values, so that it's a way of getting value home instantly and really quickly.
I suppose it underlines the fact that we tend to take mobile communications for granted in this part of the world, but it's such a vital source of information and such a vital thing for people in emerging markets.
That's so true. The mobile phone in emerging markets enables people to access information, and a topped-up mobile phone is a source of incredible life-changing opportunity. And this is what has happened in the last couple of years. We've been able to tap into this.
You've been going since 2006. How big is Ding now?
We're now 200 people based here in Dublin and also in Dubai and El Salvador and Miami. And we're transferring one mobile phone top-up every second. And we've transferred over 600 million since we started the company.
Give us some idea then of the pace of growth. You're at 600 million now. How rapidly are you growing?
Well, we think that we can continue to expand the business now. We've a great opportunity to build a major international company here in Ireland, and it's the most exciting thing to be part of such a fast-growing company with such great people who are, you know, working so hard every day to make something really special.
And how does Ding make its money on those transfers?
On each mobile phone top-up that's transferred, we take a small percentage of the value of the mobile top-up that's transferred to the phones.
Mark Roden, EY Entrepreneur of the Year and founder of Ding, thanks for speaking to us this morning. Finally, for now, the euro buys $1 US dollar 26.5 cents this morning and trading at 78.9 pence sterling.